Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. You might have heard the joke about the guy who said he made only one mistake in his life, and it occurred when he thought he had made a mistake, but actually hadn't. Most of us, though, would probably admit to making more mistakes than we would like. They're not huge mistakes for the most part, just little things we correct easily, like an arithmetic mistake in our checkbooks or a wrong turn when we're driving. Once the mistake is corrected, everything is fine. We may make a mental note to be more careful when adding or subtracting, or not to make that particular turn again, but there are no lasting negative effects. Sometimes, though, we may make a bigger mistake that does seem to have lasting negative effects. Maybe it didn't seem like a mistake at the time. For instance, choosing a line of work we thought we'd like, but end up not enjoying. But because we spent some years training for it, rather than for something else, we now appear to be stuck in it. Or maybe we did something we knew was wrong, and it ended up having lasting effects even if we acknowledge the error of our ways. Do we have to be punished forever for mistakes we make? Is there any way to escape the negative effects? That's what we're going to look at on Morning Prayer this week. We'll see what insights the Bible provides about putting mistakes and any negative consequences behind us. May we all hear God saying, as the Bible puts it, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee." Amen.